song, Praise Him Again. Praise Him Again, hallelujah. Amen. You may be seated. As we, praise God, are looking, amen, at this, amen, subject today, and amen, praise God, talking about prayer, and I already told you, praise God, that, amen, it's good to pray, and we do pray to God for an answer. Can you say amen?
Amen.
But, amen, the times are among us and upon us. Can you say amen?
Amen?
Where sometimes, praise God, our, amen, sincerity is based only on what we want to be sincere about. Can we say amen? Amen, praise God. We, amen, praise God, are saying to God, I'm going to be committed to your word. I'm going to do what you tell me to do. As long as you tell me what I want you to tell me. Because if you don't tell me what I want to hear, then, praise God, my actions will be different. And so, praise God, in the context of the scripture where we read, we see Israel, praise God, having the instruction from God to give yourself over into the hand of the king of Babylon because he's going to take you down there. Amen, praise God. And that's going to be your way of survival. Amen, praise God. You're only going to survive if you give yourself over into the hands of Nebuchadnezzar. I don't want you to go into Egypt. Can you say amen? And amen, praise God. But hallelujah, praise God. As we see them coming, praise God, before, amen, Jeremiah, they're gathered together. All of the people are gathered, amen, to Jeremiah. And they're asking Jeremiah to pray for us. I need you, Jeremiah, to go to the Lord in our behalf. You see all the people that are left. Amen. We've been devastated by war. It's not many of us that are left. Amen. And you're looking at us, praise God, the few that we are. Amen. And we need you to go to God in our behalf. We need you to petition God for us and ask God, amen, what way should we go? Can you say amen? Sometimes when we pray, we already know what the real answer is. Amen. But we, amen, pray anyhow because we want to try to see if God will change his mind. But I'm here to report that God don't change his mind. Amen. Praise God. What he has declared, he has declared. And so they send Jeremiah to, amen, pray to God. But they don't send him without a commitment. They send him to pray to God and they tell Jeremiah, you get a word from the Lord and whatever God tell you to do, amen, praise God, we're going to do it. Amen. Doesn't matter, praise God, if it's an evil thing or a good thing. Whatever God says to do, we're going to do it. Can we say amen? So it is, amen, praise God. Jeremiah says, all right, I'm going to go to God in your behalf. I'm going to knock and bombard, amen, heaven for you. Amen, praise God, and I'm going to pray. And praise God, he does. He goes to God. He intercedes for the people. He cries out to God for them. And 10 days later, God sends back an answer. And the answer is, don't go into Egypt. Amen, praise God. Give yourself over, amen, praise God, to the king of Babylon, and you will live. Amen, praise God. Give yourself over into his hand, and I, praise God, will spare you. But now, praise God, when the answer comes back, amen, praise God, that they don't want, amen, then, amen, praise God, they say to Jeremiah, the Lord didn't send you, amen, the Lord didn't tell you to tell us that, the Lord, amen, praise God, amen, is not using you, but you're being used by our enemy to cause us to fall into the hand of the enemy. And so, praise God, they determined in their mind that they didn't want to hear what God, amen, had to answer. And so, amen, we were cautioned, praise God, when we prayed. pray to God. Amen. Praise God. Don't just pray for an answer that you want to hear. Amen. When you pray to God, you want to pray. Amen. Praise God for his answer that he gives us. And so it was, praise God, we can draw, amen, an instruction from this hallelujah passage of scripture to let us know that when our desires, amen, praise God, supersede, amen, praise God, the word of the Lord, then we will have a tendency not to hear what God has to say to us. Amen, praise God, we will discount it. We would push it aside. Amen, praise God. We would ignore it. We would have a controversy with it because it's not what we want to hear. We're in a time, praise God, where Timothy has said, praise God, amen, praise God, that men would, amen, take teachers to themselves, praise God, having itching ears, and they are desiring to hear what they want to hear and not to hear what God is saying. And so the time that we live in, praise God, amen, people are confused. Why are they confused? Because instead of accepting God at his word, they're waiting for God to say to them what they want to hear. But I'm here to tell you, amen, you're waiting in vain if you're just waiting for God to tell you what you want to hear. But our heart, when we come to God, amen, is to be open to God. Amen. When we come to God, amen, we are looking for God to give us the direction that we need when we need it. Only God knows the way that's best for you. Only God knows the course you ought to follow. Only God knows where the dangers and the traps and the things that are negative are. Only God knows. No wonder the psalmist said that thy word is a lamp unto my feet. It is a light unto my pathway. Hallelujah. How good it would be when there was a genuine hunger among the people of God to hear the word of the Lord. Lord have mercy. We can rejoice over so many other things, but let us come to the place where the very word of God stirs our heart. Amen. To rejoicing. Let us come to the place where we can praise him based on his word alone. When we can praise him just because he is who he is. We can magnify him because he's God all by himself. Amen. We need, as a people of God, not to be waiting for the word that will tickle our ear. Because sometimes God don't walk on your feet and amen, step on your head and walk up your back. And you say, amen, that word ain't gonna always make you shake your leg. Sometimes it's gonna make you grab your heart. Where we can only praise him when it feels good. Can you say amen? But if God said it, and if it don't feel good because he said it, I still owe him a praise. I still gotta give him the glory. I still gotta magnify him. Hallelujah. I've made up in my mind, hallelujah, that what I want ain't best for me, but what God wants for me will always be the best. Say amen. So we don't want to, amen, get the attitude that I'm going to come to church only when it pleases me. But sometimes you ain't going to be excited.
be discouraged because the preacher, amen, didn't speak just what we wanted to hear. But guess what? He ain't speaking a word, amen, that you designed. He's speaking a word that's already settled, a word that changes not, a word that can deliver, a word that can give life and bring you out of darkness into a marvelous light. Somebody thank God for the word. Thank God for the word. Thank God for the word. Lord have mercy. You know how it is. Amen. Sometime in your mouth it's sweet. Can you say amen? But when you gotta digest this thing, Lord have mercy. Amen. It get bitter sometime. Lord, I gotta love my enemy. I gotta love him. Yeah, you gotta love him. Can you say amen?
Thank you, Jesus. God knows what we have need of. He ministers to us. Can you say thank you, Jesus? Amen. What are you telling me? I'm telling me we put our hands up, amen, to our trials. But our trials, they're to make you strong. Amen. We say, no, Lord. Amen. Praise God. I don't want that. Amen. But that's just what you need. Amen. Praise God. Yes, Lord. I'll do everything you tell me to do as long as you tell me what I want to do. But don't tell me what I don't want to do. Just tell me what I want to do. Can you say amen? Amen. Praise God. But the decision does not rest in our hand. How many know God knows what's best? Amen. Tell your neighbor, God knows what's best for you. Can you say amen? Sometimes, amen, you look at brother so-and-so and sister so-and-so. They was in the same valley that I was in, but they out and on their way. Lord, why I'm still here. Amen. They gone on about their business. They over the mountain and over the hill, and I'm still down here. Can you say amen? But you got to learn. For the fruit. Can you say amen? And just because, amen, praise God, amen, it's going to take a minute for you to get it together. You need to possess your soul in patience and let patience have her perfect work. Can you say amen? Tell your neighbor, I got to learn how even if it ain't good to me, it's good. Also, can you say amen? You know the other glory. That's the easy glory. Amen. Everybody got that good song going on now. Woo, Lord, thank you. Can you say amen? That's the easy glory. Amen. Praise God. Music making your heart jump. Can you say thank you, Jesus? Amen. You just as happy as you can be. Amen. That's the easy glory. But get on the job Monday morning. Oh, Lord. Can you say amen? Music gone. Push on the gun. Can you say amen? You got that mean old supervisor. You got that cheating just job to do. Amen. But can you still praise him? Change me, and I gotta change in my heart, and I can praise you. the answer. Before you pray, make up in your mind that I ain't just looking for the answer, that I want. Lord, I just don't want my answer, because my answer ain't helping me. I don't want just my answer. I want you to speak to my heart. I want you to have your way in my life. I want you to draw me closer to your bosom. Open the eyes of my understanding that I might know that what you have declared, amen, it will be just as you have ordained. So I shouldn't worry. Can you say amen? I shouldn't trouble my heart. I should only be open to receive the word of the Lord. Commitment is more than your lip. Tell your neighbor, commitment is more than your lip. They told Jeremiah, whatever the Lord said, we're going to do it. Whether it be good, whether it be evil, we're going to do it. But the devil hit the middle. And what they heard was not what they wanted to hear. They denied it was God. Don't deny it's God. Can you say thank you, Jesus? If you don't believe it's God, go pick up your Bible and make sure it's God. Can you say thank you, Jesus? Don't deny him. Can you say amen? They went foolishly down to Egypt. Can you say thank you, Jesus? But God planted a witness against them. Told them, praise God, that, amen, Nebuchadnezzar was coming down there. He was going to spread his throne over that witness. Can you say amen? And amen, praise God. And those that were appointed to death were going to die. Amen. Those that were appointed to the sword were going to have the sword. In other words, all that God had appointed, it would surely come to pass. So we might as well stand and receive what God had for us here. Because if God means for you to take it, you're going to get it. And if you don't believe me, ask Jonah. And Jonah will tell you. If God means for you to get it, you're going to get it. And say thank you, Jesus. So save your money. Don't buy that ticket to dinner. Can you say thank you, Jesus? Amen. Don't get on that ship. Go spend that money somewhere else. Can you say thank you, Jesus? Because if God come after you, he gonna get you. Can you say thank you, Jesus? You ain't bad. Amen. Pray God. You ain't strong. I don't care if you don't care if you die. God got something for you. Can you say amen? So let's just hear, amen, the word of the Lord. So let us be encouraged, amen, praise God, that when we pray, that our heart be open to God to speak through our heart. Sometimes it will be what we, amen, have desired, because God will affirm it. Can you say amen? But whether he affirms or denies, amen, let us not deny the voice of God, even if it's not what you want to hear. God bless you.